My name is Wendy Young. I'm the coordinator for external relations for the UNHCR regional office in Washington, D.C. That's the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. The good news is that refugee numbers are actually dropping. This year we experienced a 26-year low, which is very good news for us. The number of refugees that UNHCR is caring for dropped from about 9.5 million to 8.4 million this year.
My name is Kelly Ryan. I'm the Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration at the Department of State. Over half of the world's refugees who are given to permitted third country resettlement come to the United States. We the United States admit more than all of the other 18 resettlement countries in the world combined.
One of the big challenges for UNHCR these days is actually the growth in internally displaced persons, or IDPs. These are individuals who are in refugee-like situations. They've fled war, they've fled persecution, but they just haven't managed to cross an international border. And therefore, the legal framework for refugee protection, the 1951 Refugee Convention, does not apply to IDPs. But many of their needs remain the same. Same protection needs, same assistance needs in terms of food, shelter, water, and sanitation, prevention and response to sexual violence against IDP women and girls. So UNHCR last year agreed to live up to this challenge and take on the protection of IDP populations.
Well, the concentration of refugees is highest in Pakistan, where there's 2.6 million Afghans. But there are urgent refugee needs in Bangladesh with some of the Burmese there, the Rohingya. I think that if you look at the North Korean situation, it's very hard to match the complete desperation of North Korean refugees who are scattered throughout Asia and Southeast Asia. And if you look at some of the circumstances, for example, this group that we're taking from Burundi who survived a massacre, it's very hard to imagine anything more horrible than watching some of your family members being macheted to death. So these are victims of torture that will come to the United States hopefully this year.
There are many regions around the world that UNHCR is monitoring quite closely because of growing instability in those regions. The one I would actually point to first is the region around Darfur. We are seeing that conflict start to ripple out across borders. So now we're seeing unrest in Chad, for example. We're watching the Central African Republic very closely. We're also concerned about the situation between Ethiopia and Eritrea. And then there are the many protracted refugee situations around the world that may not necessarily be in the headlines at the moment. The Democratic Republic of Congo is a perfect example, where more than 3 million people have lost their lives to conflict-related causes since the late 1990s.
Many of the world's refugees live in Africa. 13,000 will arrive from East Africa alone this year. Refugees are resettled across the United States, and this is through a public-private partnership, 10 resettlement agencies. And they meet together, and they are notified of who's arriving and what their nationality is, what their religion is. And so they together work to figure out what would be the best resettlement community for that refugee. And so it has been a tremendously successful program, and it's operating in 48 states.